Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hey everyone, you are tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Voice. Tonight we're going to be chatting about the playoffs, and one of the coaches is the sexiest man alive. Stay tuned, you definitely don't want to miss tonight's.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Voice here on AfterBuzz TV. We're opening up with the song that our dear friend Anthony Alexander sang tonight's episode. He came and visited us a couple weeks ago. We will chat about him and all of your favorites from the last couple nights on tonight's episode. But for now, I'm your host. My name is Danny Golub, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Golub. Co-hosts, where are you at?
Hey guys, you can find me everywhere. My name is Maitha Creo at Maitha Creo _.
Hey AfterBuzzers, it's Russell Ray. You can follow me across all platforms at Russell Ray Silva.
I'm loving the energy tonight.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday night, baby, and we're alive.
Tuesday
it's
turn up.
Turn up Tuesday, and turn we're just Tuesday. Doing a damn thing.
Sorry, Ed Sheeran maybe wasn't the biggest turn up song.
Yeah. But it was one of tonight's.
You know, it was one of tonight's. And yeah. It's a really good song. It's a feel good, you know, emotional song.
That's what we need.
Let's talk about him right off the bat. Why not? We have Anthony Alexander. He's on Team Adam. So cute. We loved having him here. Yeah. He actually, when he was here, did mention how nervous he gets.
Yeah.
And the coaches, you know, definitely saw that tonight in his performance. Do you think he seemed nervous, or what do you think about tonight's performance?
I didn't think he seemed nervous at all. I think as he was in the rehearsals, he did. You can see that. But, I mean, when he was performing, he just felt the soul in him, and he was just really into it. So I didn't see him being, like, nervous or anything. I thought he was fine.
I didn't see him be nervous. I felt that he was nervous.
Oh, you felt the energy? I picked up on the energy as well.
But when he came through with that note at the end,
yeah,
he was good. Smooth sailing.
He really is great. Again, yeah, I picked up on some of that nervous energy, but, you know, he's so young.
Yeah.
Saying, he's like, oh, yeah, if I get off, I'll just go back to high school. I'm like,
Which isn't a bad thing to do. I mean, yeah, like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Stay in school, kids. Yeah.
Don't stay in school. No, if you can avoid school and you can have a career, then just leave. I'm just kidding.
Finish high school.
I'm just kidding. Go to junior college and do the thing. Do what you can.
At least finish high school. You know? I mean, if you can. We're not all, you know, Kylie Jenner, but
she finished. Kind of. Shout out to Kylie. You did it. Go ahead.
Is she pregnant?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, she is.
I'm going with a hard no on this
one,
you guys. I don't know. I know this is not related to The Voice, but like sidebar, Kylie, show me something right now.
She's hiding.
Like
it all.
I'm gonna put $1 on this, and like if she comes out pregnant, I'll give y'all $1.
Okay. Like each one of us.
Yeah,
I don't want to split
$1.
$1 each.
No. If Kylie is actually pregnant, which like. I just don't know.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, confirmed, but whatever. Anyway, back to The Voice. now that we've taken a tangent, let's talk about Emily Luther's performance tonight. We were talking, like, mixed feelings about her, you know. She oddly looks so old for her age. Mm-hmm. I mean, that while we were on Kylie, that's super relevant. Yeah. Someone who looks so old for their age. She sang Love Song by The Cure. She's on Team Adam. Did you guys like this or no?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Sorry.
Yeah.
I know you had to
Yeah,
do that
I had
pause,
to get a breathe. Yeah.
You had to have that moment.
I did, but you took it, so roll with it. Go ahead.
I liked it. I don't see her. I'm not going to say I don't see her on the charts, but I think she's just so sophisticated and beyond her own years.
Yeah.
That she needs to be, like they said, in a 007 movie, in some type of movie. She has that presence to bring. She has the whole theatrical presence. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need just a recording contract because she can have it all.
You did mention she looks like Taylor Swift's mom, and
she does.
I feel that.
She's so poised, and she gives such like older vibes.
She's mature.
And very mature, and like even the way she stands and the way she's her posture is set up, it's kind of like. It's not my cup of tea.
It's not.
You know?
Exactly.
But I can see there being a demographic for her.
Right.
And I can see where Adam is going and where he wants to take her. And it was interesting, too, because I'm like, she looks a little different. And her hair was pulled back.
She had, like, extensions
and
in
she had, yeah, which is crazy because I remember in the very beginning, she didn't want, you know, she was signed into a contract. Yeah. And they were trying to change her style. And she was like, I don't want to change my style. Totally this is who I am. And she left her contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, so it's interesting to see how The Voice will, you know, maybe work with her and change her style in a way that she's comfortable. You don't really know necessarily what that label wanted to do with her. Like, maybe they want her to, like, dye her hair black and go punk. Like, I don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's
she is just, she's such a chameleon, though. She yeah, I could she literally is. See her with Tyra Banks on America's Next Top Model.
That, she is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. She really is striking.
She has the bone structure. She has the amazing skin. She has the height. She has the, she like you said, she has the poise. She's a model. She has the voice. She has the presence. She has everything that she needs. Why would she just want a recording contract?
That's true. That's true. Anyway, Team Blake, let's talk about some from last night. I have to bring up Keisha Renee, who was here with us a couple weeks ago. She was spectacular, and I lived for that red pantsuit she was wearing. She looked like she was hot last night. She's so talented. You could just see Jennifer Hudson, like, freaking out the whole time. During her whole performance, she was like, yes, girl, hitting it. Like, it was so fun to watch Jennifer's reaction to Keisha. What'd you guys think of this one?
You know what? This was a country song for her, but it did not sound country to me. Yeah, it was more
Love Can Build a Bridge.
Yeah, it was more soulful. It was gospel. But I was hypnotized. I was like, wow, this girl's vocals are beyond amazing.
And she made it through.
Yeah, which was, I mean, I was hoping she would make it through.
Yeah.
Just because Blake Shelton was like, hey, like, you know, this is something that I want to work around with. And I just want her, she would be, you know, standing out from everyone else in the country music, you know,
I agree.
Realm. So I'm excited to see what else is in store for her. But yeah, that outfit. Killer.
It was fire. She really looks good.
I'm gonna go there with this for a second, just because a lot of our viewers have been commenting on this. They don't fully believe in the country aspect that Keisha is taking, and you just mentioned that it sounded more gospel soulful than it is country. So with that being said, do you guys think that she should stop claiming country or keep pursuing it?
I say pursue it. I'm all about The Voice not putting people in a genre box. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's cool that Keisha can kind of be diverse and try different things. And this is the opportunity she has to test the waters, that she traveled so long with, like, Nicki Minaj and all these different people on tour that she had to be put in that box in a genre. If she wants to sing country but in a gospel-y way, then I'm here for it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. But instead of pursuing, I guess this would be the title.
Yeah.
Then, you know, recreate her own songs, but stick to what she knows best, because that's what she seems to be doing.
Right.
I mean, I feel like as you get older and as time goes by, you kind of pick and choose what you like and what you don't like. Mm-hmm. And she even mentioned that she just went through, like, a really life-changing event where she just lost a lot of weight, and she's kind of reconstructing her mindset and getting into this whole idea of doing country music. Mm-hmm. So she gave me a little bit of more explanation of it on last night's episode.
What do you think our viewers, you guys.
Hi, guys.
What do you think that they need in order to believe her countryness?
I mean, she's on Team Blake. I don't know what else they could do. What else? I mean, like, it's not like she's on, you know, Team Jennifer Hudson singing country, claiming she. I think that, like, the fact that she chose Blake as her coach and she had a 4-chair turn shows that she has some committed, like, she's committed to country and, like, incorporating that at least in her style.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? She does. I mean, she doesn't have a guitar, you know, because that's a country thing.
She's different from, like, you know, Red. She's different from Red. Like, it's not like she's country in what we're used to seeing.
Yeah.
But I think that I want to challenge our viewers to accept her as country for what she is, and maybe not just thinking of country as one type of artist. Right. I think that Maren Morris does a great job at that, like, as a country artist. Kind of, she doesn't look like the, you know, tall, blonde, typical country artist that you would imagine, but she's rocking the charts right now, winning Grammys left and right. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, I think that, like, Keisha maybe doesn't sound and look like what you would think country music is, but if she is identifying as country music, I am 100% here for it, you know?
But there's, like I said, there's a little bit of soul in her and gospel, so it's up to Blake to really, like, hone in onto, like, the countryside of her.
Right, I agree.
And bring it out and say, hey, like, this is your genre, like, this is what you're gonna do. That's what Blake should be doing.
I feel like our viewers are wanting the thick accent,
yeah,
like
yeah.
you get with country singers,
yeah.
But to my point at the beginning, I feel like she should almost rebrand herself as Soul Country.
Yeah.
Is that because a thing?
I mean, so, but like, but why not? Thing.
She can start it. Shania Twain started Pop Country.
It's true. I mean, I think that, like, Soul and Country, just, you don't really think about them going hand in hand.
No. But they are.
They absolutely do. Yes. They're so close in the type of music that they are, the type of things that they sing about. Like, there's no reason why that isn't a genre. And I think that Keisha should take that key and unlock that box.
Keisha, that's you, girl. Soul Country.
Soul Country. We figured it out. For anyone who is concerned, solved. Moving on to...
Take me to church and the ranch.
Church at the ranch. Another one who made it through is Cheyenne Jones from Team Jennifer.
Oh, she's saying,
I know this is one of your favorites. Yes. She sang Tattooed Heart by Ariana Grande. She hit some very high notes. Mm-hmm. I think she is very good. Mm-hmm. This was not my favorite performance. I love Ariana, and I think she sang it a little bit too similarly to Ariana. Whereas we'll talk about him in a minute, but tonight we had John Merrow sing an Adele song that we couldn't even place because he did made it his own so much. And my only problem with Cheyenne was that she sang it very similarly to how Ariana sings it.
Yeah. Maybe that's because I know that she mentioned it during her like rehearsals, how she has never been in love.
Yeah.
And how an example of love was her, you know, parents' relationship with one another. Mm-hmm. So I feel like maybe that attributed a lot to her not making it her own.
Yeah, that's true.
Just because, I mean, you're 15 years old. You really don't know what love is.
That's true. And I feel like when the coaches are choosing the songs for them, which they are at this point.
Yeah.
Adam, they walk in and Adam's like, yep, pick that song. Like, it's very obvious that the coaches are choosing for them. So it's like, I think they do get an input, but it is sometimes hard to sing about something that you can't, you know, you could have sympathy, but not really empathy for
Her. And I loved the ending because she hit a high note and she was on it. And then all of a sudden she just like composed herself and was like, okay, I'm ready to be judged. Like, tell me what to do.
I totally see Beyonce in this whole entire performance.
Yeah.
Her power is tremendous. She took me to a point where I almost believed if I would have looked away, I would have thought it was Beyonce for about 3 seconds.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, and she's absolutely gorgeous, too, without looking away. I mean, she's a stunning kid. Like,
she's gorgeous.
Another one who seems wise beyond her years to me. Like, she's 15 years old. Like, she looks older than me. You know, I'm like, and she's up there with such maturity in her, like, musicality and everything.
Totally.
She really is.
Yeah.
I mean, even we had Carly Webster here, who was the comeback artist for Team Miley, which we're very excited about. She seems so much older. She's, like, in college. I'm like, this girl is so with it and mature and, like,
totally.
Knows what she wants to do with her life. And I'm like, here, like...
She said she was writing songs at 3 years old. I wasn't writing songs at 3 years old.
Me neither.
Yeah. Anyway, so what do you, any other thoughts on Cheyenne? I mean, she's going through. I'm happy for her, and I'm excited to see what else she does.
I wrote she's the winner in like big capital letters.
She's your winner. Cool.
She's one of my winners.
She's a force to be reckoned with. She has so much power.
She's a top.
She's a top. She's a top for me.
I do see that. Another one going through that I think is going to be a top contender just based on history of The Voice is Red Marlow. He's saying Chiseled in Stone. He is so country. He sounds like a professional, like, classically trained country singer with his guitar. Like I said in the past, he reminds me of Sundance Head, who has actually won the show before. I think that there is a huge demographic that loves this type of music, loves people like Red, and this really is, like, the only type of show that I think that Red could really thrive in. You know? It's, like, The Voice. It's about his voice, and that's it. And I think he's, like, just thriving under Blake. You know what I mean? In that way that they have just, like, a really good back-and-forth rapport.
Yeah. It was a definitely different song choice for him. It made me sad. I was, like, listening, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, this is quite depressing. And I love that he had his guitar with him as well.
Yeah.
Like, that added more to it. But he's already set. Like, I don't know how much better he can get.
I was just going to say that. Like, he can already sell out a concert.
Yeah. It's like, what can you contribute? Critique him, like, what can you say? Like, there's just
that's what I said. He sounds professional.
Yeah, he's set, he's done.
Red's what the people look for when they go to see an artist.
I'm like, why is Red not already famous?
He's one of these people that he just needed The Voice to put him out there further than what he was. But besides that, he didn't need The Voice to make his career.
That's true. I feel like even if he doesn't like win or top 10 or whatever, he's gonna like get a record label from this in some way, shape, or form because someone like him, it's honestly shocking that he's undiscovered, on a larger scale. So
he liked my photos.
He did. Shout out
you're
to you,
so
Red.
Lucky.
Shout
hello,
out to Red.
Red.
Thank you for liking my photos.
Like my
Red.
Photo.
We like you.
You call me Blue.
Happy to have him here if he wants to join us. Someone else who made it through, Chloe from Team Blake, same time after time.
Surprising.
I love that song. Great song. My personal favorite performance of the night, actually. I think it was, like, the strongest song choice of the night. Mm. I think that, for me, the songs last night were just kind of like, I don't know. Tonight's were better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Chloe's was by far the best. Very excited to see what else she can do when it comes to the live shows mm-hmm. and what her and Blake can do together, because I think that's a really unique pairing.
Yeah. It was interesting, though, because she made it her own.
Yeah, and I feel which I love like, when they do that.
Yeah, but, like, Blake hardly had any input in making this, like, his, like, adding any criticism to it. Because she was like, let's do this, let's do that, and she was just on it.
I love
like,
when they're able to do that, yeah.
Yeah, and Blake was like, okay, like, if that's what you want to do, then go ahead and run with me. It. Yeah. And that was kind of scary for me, because I'm like, ooh, like, maybe this is, like, I don't know, something against her? Just because I feel like maybe the judges like to give that input.
Mm-hmm. It's also, I think what we heard from our friends who have come visit, like, they also show us what we want to, what like, only 2 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. who knows if that's how it was the whole time or if that was just, like, how she got comfortable
that
at
was,
the end.
Yeah, that was my impression.
Yeah, that's, but, like, that's the impression I think that they mm-hmm. wanted us to see in that moment. Who knows if that's what her relationship actually with Blake is like. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just, like, playing devil's advocate.
She looked so much like Miley last night.
Yeah, I do see that, yeah.
Sisters.
Yeah, totally.
So Soul many sisters. Sisters. And then
sorority sisters.
Just talking about, like, that was my favorite of the night. I unfortunately have a least favorite. I mean, they're all talented at this point and are worthy like of being there. Say. Yeah. Unfortunately for me, Hannah Mrozek was a miss.
Oh.
Oh, really? That was so she sang the Kesha song. She's on Team Jennifer. She sang Learn to Let Go. I did not like this. We talked about loving her braid because her braid.
Oh
gave
yeah,
us
that's
life.
Who. Okay, yeah. Okay. I had the wrong person. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, that was Hannah. She didn't make it through. I don't think this is like the end of her music career by any means. I just think that was a poor song choice. I think Kesha can sing Kesha songs fine. I don't think she's like maybe the strongest singer at all. So I think when someone comes out and like is covering Kesha, they're not the most strong songs to begin with vocally.
I agree.
So it's like, it's not like you're taking an Ariana Grande or an Adele or someone who really can belt it out. It doesn't really give you much room to showcase what you can do. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like Hannah almost, or whoever chose the song, sort of robbed her of an opportunity to show what she can do.
Yeah, I did not understand a word. I'm sorry. Sorry, not
it
sorry.
It wasn't articulate.
But I did not understand a word of her song that she was singing, any of the lyrics. I'm like, what? She was moving everywhere. I was like focusing more on her braid than anything else.
It was amazing. I will say, give her props for that hair.
Yeah, it was an amazing like hairdo, but I had such a hard time. It was messy. For me, personally, it was messy, and I just didn't see. I was like, ooh, this girl's going home. Like, I'm sorry.
Well, at least if she don't have a music career, then she can have a hair braiding career.
Yeah. She can have, like, a career doing, like, Sugar Bear hair commercials or whatever those girls sell on Instagram because she has got amazing hair. But, yeah, I mean, we don't need to, like, dwell on her. I mean, unfortunately, she didn't make it through.
Yeah.
Just, you know, they're not all going to be able to make it at this point, unfortunately.
Yeah. She was given a second chance.
It unfortunately didn't
Doesn't
work
that
out.
Hurt the most when you're brought back or when someone's brought back and you keep just disappointing? My thought process on that is, what do the coaches see in someone to give you so many chances? But then again, relationships are the same way.
Yeah.
But what do the coaches see in them to make them keep giving them another chance? Like, is there hope? Is there just, are they trying to get something together? I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But if it ain't there, just let it go.
I agree. I mean, I see why they bring certain ones back, you know, like Carly Webster.
I was glad she came back.
I was sad she ever left, you know? So I think that there are certain ones where I'm here for it and other ones where I ask why. And I think it comes back down to, like, we don't always know what it sounds like in person and that we don't always see the potential that they see in them. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, Lucas was one that came back, too.
Whitney was one for me that I questioned it. Because I just wasn't impressed. It was nothing against
Whitney
her. She has a great voice. Yeah, she has a great voice, but I'm not against it. But she's kind of going to be okay without the voice.
Yeah, she's saying if it makes you happy. She's on Team Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, another comeback. I mean, I think the comebacks, like, there were some that went home. I'm blanking on names right now, but there were some that went home that I'm like, how? Why? Mm-hmm. But, like, these maybe weren't the ones. Maybe besides Carly, but, like, I'm trying to remember some of the ones that went home that I was just, like, shook by. But, I mean, regardless, I just think that, like, I don't know, maybe, I mean, I hate to say this, but it also probably comes down to, like, availability, because when these people go home, they probably leave and get back on with their lives and jobs and whatever, and maybe other opportunities, and then, like, The Voice calls and is like, hey, yo, you want to come back? And, like, who knows if those people are already on to other things. I mean,
absolutely, I quit my job right now.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean?
Here's my 2 hours, not even 2 weeks. Go ahead and take it.
If someone, like, has a family, you don't know, like, they've already spent all this time away, like, I don't know. I mean, that's just, like, a question I'm asking myself, like, was this the first choices? I don't know. I mean,
kind of like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, when they leave, like, kids behind and they're like, I kind of have to go back to my kid because I miss him too much,
right? You know? Like, I wonder if that any of that I mean, it's reality TV.
Yeah,
we're here on AfterBuzz TV reality competition series with all y'all's other favorite reality
shows. Look at how real we are. we're so real, this is like giving you all the tea and all the shade, all of it.
This is like a reality show about a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
true.
Moving on to another one who made it through, Noah, the cute one. Team Jennifer, he sang In the Air Tonight. Yes. I love this. Phil Collins, like, what a good song choice. I think that he's stepping it up, and, like, he's just the cute one from Anywhere. I rolled my eyes when I said that, because I was like, no, this is a singer. Like, this is not just, like...
a cutie.
Like, there are some people that are musicians, like... not all of them, but some of the boys in One Direction are just, like, pretty faces, you know? I don't even know which ones can and can't sing, but there's
Zayn is one of those.
Yeah, like, it's like, okay, can you sing?
Not really.
I don't know, whatever. Shot, this kid, I thought maybe could give me some of those vibes, but then he stepped it up this week and changed my mind about him. Like, Noah showed up, and he's making it through to prove his worthy.
You know what? Noah really impressed me. He captivated his audience. Because he had that moment, he made it his, and he used his power to have everyone focus on him, and that's what an artist does.
Yeah.
And he did it. I just don't think he should get signed by Simon no more. I think he should get a real record deal. No, Simon is a real record deal. Let me take that back. But
I think he's not turning people away.
Yeah.
But he's very much not boy bandish. This performance separated him from that boy
band. Yeah, that's
what
I meant about, like, the One Direction. Exactly. Like, he's not just the pretty face who can, like, kind of carry a tune. This is, like, he's a solo artist here to stay.
Yeah, he's a Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
He's Beyonce. Totally... He ain't Michelle.
Nobody wants to be a Michelle.
No,
okay?
That's actually a good analogy. I see, like, some Justin Timberlake in him. And not, like, maybe necessarily in his sound, but, like, in his full package.
His character.
Yeah, that's a really good call.
He did such a great job last night, and I was waiting. Like, it was, like, a culminating effect.
I'm
like, he just started off very, like, strong, and then it just built up. And all I can hear in the background were, like, the girl screaming.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oof. He's going to be a winner. He's one of my top.
Yeah, season 9, Zach Sebo. Yeah. I think I've spoken of him in the past here, too. Like, he made it far, and he was extremely talented, and he was extremely cute, and that did not hurt his cause.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Another one that made it through.
That was the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good one. And then another one that's making it through was Davon Fleming from Team Jennifer saying, "I'm Changing" by Jennifer Hudson. This was, like, chills up the spine. Oh, you didn't like it?
Yeah, no, I did.
Oh, I was going to say, you made a face. I was nervous. I was like, this was really good.
No, it,
like,
was too good.
It was, like, I had chills up my spine. Like, I almost, like, jaw to the ground was like, whoa, this is talent to another degree. Like, this is, like, a prodigy type of sound. I don't even know what to call it, but, like, whoa. The Voice has, like, got some serious, serious talent this year.
Like, you can't get any better than that.
Yeah, that's... There are so many of these artists, it's like, how are we expecting them to get better? Because...
Well, Davon's ceased to disappoint since day one.
That's true.
He's came in swinging, and he ain't leaving until...
He ain't leaving.
He's going to create a reputation. He's going to have to get fired before he goes anywhere.
Yeah, I want to hear him sing something a little bit more different. Because
also,
I feel like his tone has just been the same. And I get it. Like, I get you can hit those high notes, and you can really feel the music and the lyrics, but... there's something else that I'm missing from him that I need.
You know who did that for me?
Mm.
Tonight, it was John Merrow.
Oh.
He did that for me.
Oh.
He officially...
He didn't entertain. He actually sang.
John Merrow captivated us with that moment. He sang
When We Were Young.
And he really took me to a different place from the first few times that I seen him.
This was honestly, didn't impress me
at the beginning.
I will say that this performance from John Merrow was my favorite so far of the season. Like, from him and possibly anyone. Like, the fact that I was singing everywhere to the song because I knew the song, but couldn't place what song it was and what artist sang it because he was making it his own so much was brilliant. It truly was. I was like, this is what The Voice is about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is what you're supposed to do. This is a way that you can get me to buy your version of the song.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because like I always say, you have to want to have two versions of the same song on your Spotify playlist or iTunes account, whatever. It's like, I already have Adele's version. Make me want yours. And to cover someone like Adele, who is like the voice of our generation, in my opinion, she's so iconic. Like, how do you even begin to do that? This was truly epic. Team Adam, like, I'm going to buy his version myself to listen to in my car. Like,
told you guys, he's a winner.
This is my
He's
like,
been one
winner.
Of my favorites since the very beginning.
Here's what it was with me with him. This performance allowed him to take a step back to take a step up.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. I want to hear you explain it, though.
Before, he was very much, I got to do this and I got to do that. And I got to be Michael Jackson. And,
I got Bruno Mars.
Entertainer.
But I wasn't, he was doing so much there. I felt like his vocals almost fell through for me. Not that he's not a good singer. But it allowed him to focus more on the dancers versus the singing. And this was that moment where it allowed him to focus on the moment, captivate his audience, hit those notes that he needed to, and make that moment his, instead of worrying about letting all the excess do that for him. And that's what that did. It allowed him to take a step back, to take a step up. Because he just raised the bar another level.
It allowed him to be part of the competition.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That was truly a
round of applause.
Should call the coaches. We have a new We're coach.
Done. Yeah. Mic drop. Oh, there you go.
Thank you so
well deserved. Thank the Academy.
I want to thank Maria.
The boys.
She helped me pick out my outfit today.
he was epic.
He was amazing.
You've been a fan of him since the beginning. You've been like preaching for him. I've always been a fan of his, but like you said, this took it to a new level for me tonight.
Absolutely.
So, all that makeup did too.
Someone who's not making it through. I did say he was wearing a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
Someone
it's
who's
hot.
Not.
It's hot in here.
It's hot in here. I know. I'm really warm. And you got like in a full sweater.
I know. What was I thinking?
Come it's on, freezing weather. Outside. Woo! It is.
Single and ready to jingle.
And when I say freezing, we're LA. We're LA. Like 60 degrees. 60.
It's literally like 75 outside. I'm throwing 10
Not even rainy.
And the peak
coats.
Some of our viewers are probably in much colder places. Anyway, someone who's not making it through that I'm like very sad about, Ezra Tuello. He's saying "How Do I Live" by Leanne Rimes. He is one that I've been following for the whole show. I was a fan of his. Like, he got a 4-chair turn. I was like really big on him in the beginning. I will say last night's performance wasn't necessarily his strongest, but that must have been a hard one to let go, because he really is good and he's a character, and like I enjoy his personality so much that it's a shame to see someone like that go off the show, because I loved his story and his whole being, you know?
His tone was so shaky.
It was. Yeah,
as he was singing the song, it was shaking, and then he tried to hit a high note and it shook even more, and I'm like, ooh, it was a little too painful to watch for me. I was like, ooh, like, this is not the best song choice for you. And I was just not having it with him. And it was so hard to actually, like, know the fact that the possibility that he would probably go home, just because I've been a fan of him, of his too. And it was just, it was so disappointing. But, I mean, we'll see. I think he still has a future ahead of him.
I want to see someone from the islands really make it and keep that vocal from the island. You know how they have...
But he kind of did, don't you think?
That's why I like him, but that's why I wish I would have seen him make it further, because I want to see a big artist. Like, Nicole Scherzinger is from Hawaii, moved to, I believe it's Oklahoma or somewhat, but she can pronounce all the words from Hawaii or Pacific Island words, like, excellent. But that's the quality of keeping that origin isn't in her voice anymore. It's very commercialized, which is a great vocalist. She really is. But I would have liked to see him, because he's not commercialized yet.
Yeah, but when you have to like pick three out of that group of five,
I know, it's such a tough group. I can't imagine what it's like making those choices. Speaking of, you know, the judges and some big choices that others had to make. Blake Shelton was chosen as the sexiest man alive, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
That is a big deal for Blake. What do you guys think about that? And I wonder what his, you know, artists think about that. Considering that one of them called him daddy or something.
Oh.
Remember that from the show? She Came? She Came, Sophia.
Sophia called him dad.
Anyway... What do you think about that? Do you think it's deserving of Coach Blake?
Yeah, it's not right for me. It's not like the big deal. I saw it too. Like, I followed people on Instagram,
and
I'm like,
I saw too.
Oh, Really? Like, they've been making all of these, like, posts in the recent... I think it's, like, the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, like, about
where they're uncovering, yeah, like, who's
a sexy
man? I think
he's an attractive, like, man, but do I think he's the sexiest man alive? That is a... I mean, come on now. Have they scrolled through Instagram? Like, I don't know. Like,
Have you seen any abs?
Like, yeah, like, does Blake Shelton has, like, a dad bod, I feel.
Yeah, it's like, well, what demographic are you trying to hit, people? Like,
I mean, Gwen Stefani's probably here for it. But.
I think the reason he got Sexiest Man Alive is because he has all the qualities that a good man needs.
That's true.
He has especially the parentals. He has, he's a nurturing.
That's what they listed. They listed all of that stuff. He's like, he's
nurturing
nice.
Person, you know.
That I agree with, but like, I mean, I don't know. Sexiest.
Come through dad bod. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Here for the daddies.
Yeah.
not me.
I want to be a daddy to look like that one day.
That's true. That's true. Back to Team Blake while we're talking about him. Mitchell Lee sang Heaven by Bryan Adams.
Oh, that's a hottie.
Yes, true. But like my favorite song choice of the night, but not my favorite performance of the night, which is so interesting because I love that song. Mm-hmm. But Ugh, he didn't make it through. I didn't love this. I wanted to love it so bad because you know when you love a song and you're like, yes, they're singing my song and I'm like here for this.
Yeah.
And then like he just didn't do it.
Yeah. I love how you describe him as a sexy badass hottie.
Yeah. I mean he is.
Oh my god. I totally did. I forgot I gave you that, but yes, I described him as a sexy badass hottie. Because those were the vibes that I got from his performance. Like, that leather jacket and him just singing. I felt like he was just serenading me.
No,
I'm like,
you
keep
know,
on
that's
singing.
Everything that you should do for your fans. And
yeah.
He did it for you.
But you know what? It wasn't. I agreed with Jennifer. It just wasn't the best performance for him. And it was so disappointing. And I was hoping and crossing my fingers that he would make it, like, be a top three contender.
But what a moment, though, to just to have and then to just drop the mic and not... excel. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things where I would be so heartbroken to just mess. It's only one performance, guys, to mess up and you're out.
I'm sure they all feel, they all feel you know? So much pressure and all. I don't know. Yeah, it must have been pretty tough, but.
But it also gets like a little gruesome when they're like, oh, there's four, you know, like the judges pick one out of the five that they have to pick. And then they're like, tell the judges why you deserve to stay here.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Because I'm a sexy badass hottie. That's
no.
fine.
No, and they're
like,
beg
for your life kind of moment.
Yeah, they're like, what do you have to say to your judge? And it's like, well, you're putting the spotlight. Of course you want to cry. Right?
I would cry.
Because I would cry. I'd be like, cry my eyes out. And it'd be like, I don't know, talk about my life story and say something that'll capture their attention.
Right.
And then, I don't know. I feel like I just cry.
That's like on The Bachelor when they're like, oh, cocktail hour. Everyone has 2 minutes to talk to this guy to tell him why you're supposed to be his wife. It's like, it's the same with like their careers, you know? It's they being put on the spot like that. I mean, they must, I would imagine they must like rehearse what they're going to say in that moment, like practice like a 1 minute thing that you can say over and over again. So when you're up there and you're under all the hot lights and everything, like, you can just try to at least spit part of that out. I don't know.
Say something.
The equivalent to that would be if I told you guys, you have 30 seconds to tell me why you should be a host on the AfterBuzz TV Voice.
Well, we did that because that's why we're here on the panel. And we made it through, right?
True.
Mm-hmm. But what if we had to get eliminated?
No, we're not getting eliminated.
Taking the show to a whole nother level.
We didn't eliminate Lena. She's just not
eliminated. She didn't make it this week, folks. I'm sorry. Your votes didn't come through. You got next week to see who comes back and who makes it to the next level.
Oh, my God.
Next week it'll be two, and then the week after it'll be one.
And then it's down to one for the finale.
Please submit your votes.
Your votes are what makes us stay here, people. Help me, people.
Let me tell you why I deserve to know.
Oh, my God, I can't. That is too funny. Okay, so let's kind of talk about, you've been touching on it all night, but, like, your favorite three or so that are here right now that are going through, not the ones that have gone home. We didn't get a chance to finish all of tonight's episode yet, so maybe, like, from last night or of tonight's that you saw, just because tonight's is still airing LA time.
Yes.
But, so for me, I think right now my couple that I see going far, should I do three or two? I'll do three.
Do three, yeah.
Are Keisha, Renee, Red, Marlo, and John Mero.
Oh.
Those are my three that I see going very far right now for different reasons. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're all very different types of artists. And then, like, Noah, but, like, I feel like the other three are gonna just in the end of the day be stronger artists. But I think that all three of those like have a lot of experience too. I don't know. I just well, but what about you guys?
For me, it's definitely John Mero too. I gotta go with Noah and I gotta go with Cheyenne.
I was gonna say I have a top two and it's Cheyenne and Noah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Both so young. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, young does well. Emily Ann Roberts went second place. Like, it definitely does well. I just think The Voice, like, in general, the demographic is, like, a little bit older. It's not all people in their, like, teens and 20s, but I think a lot of them do show up and they do vote for people like Noah and Cheyenne.
And a
but
lot of them buy their stuff on
iTunes. They do buy their stuff on iTunes. I just feel like the main, like, core people like are gonna love Red. They're gonna love.
They
Keisha,
are, yeah.
You know what I mean.
And they're,
but I don't know. I mean, a lot of people just like in you know down in the South like love this show and will show up and vote because it's like me. I love the show and I always have to remember it. I actively remember to vote. I like always forget. I feel like young people are on their phones so much, but like when it comes to actually turning up and voting for someone, I think they're more likely to buy the music than they are to actually like go download the app and vote for them. But I don't
know. Because after a performance and you really love the song, as we were watching on today's like episode. Right. We just
want
to go and buy the song.
Yeah, I just
we're
want
like,
the song.
I want to play this song on like repeat all the time.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I'm really curious to see how The Voice goes next season with Kelly Clarkson as a judge.
She's so good.
She's so good. I've been thinking about it a lot recently. I listened to her on Anna Faris's podcast that I love, and she just was talking about The Voice and how she was coming out to shoot and everything. And like, I've just been watching these artists and thinking about them, and I think you know Jennifer Hudson's obviously an example of it too. But like, just someone who's come from a show like this to get to see how they interact with these young artists, because like I think about Cheyenne and like Kelly was her age when she went on American Idol, and look at her now.
Was she?
Yeah, Kelly was like 16. So it's crazy to think about someone
she's
like
waitress.
That. Wow. Yeah, so it's crazy to think about.
I can't remember.
I did watch. Yeah, it was. I mean, ages ago at this point. But yeah, I'm excited to see what she brings to the show and to the table. I mean, it'll be a whole new voice because she's never been on it before. Like, whereas I feel like when they bring back Jennifer, even though she wasn't on this one, she was on
the UK
one, and then they bring back Alicia next season, and like Miley comes and goes, Gwen comes and goes, even Christina comes and goes. It's like this is totally new.
Yeah. Why do you think she didn't decide to go on American Idol?
I don't know.
NBC snatched up first.
Did they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, NBC heard.
Well, American Idol was over, so she probably like was like, "Yeah, I'll join The Voice," and then American Idol came back. Yeah.
American Idol already knew about, or they already everybody knew about what was coming back already, and the American Idol wanted to bring back American Idol people as judges, and when NBC caught wind of that, they snatched her right up.
Yeah, because I'm not a fan of the judges they chose for American Idol.
Well, yeah, myself. They have Katy Perry. Whatever. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. I mean, they're two very different shows.
Mm-hmm.
I personally have always liked The Voice because of their constructive criticism and, like, they're not putting anyone in a spotlight for
they're
making fun
mentors.
Of anyone. Yeah, I say it every week, but, I mean, calling them coaches and artists rather than, like, judges and, you know, contestants goes a long way. It really does. It just changes the energy of the show. And
I love both.
I get
a lot of my comedy material from American Idol.
Yeah. It's true. I mean,
during auditions, you mean, right?
And I just, you know, when I reenact some of those things and get me the likes on Facebook and everything, you know, but both shows are great in their own way,
but it's
hilarious to just laugh at just...
I mean, it is.
You
but
must
then,
have bad friends if you audition and you sound terrible. Like, your friends are terrible. You got terrible
friends. Well, it's sad when they tell them that they're good. Yeah, I mean, The Voice is just, like, such a positive environment. Everyone there is, like, lifting each other up. Even when they're like, yo, that wasn't your best performance tonight. And, like, usually when that happens, the artist is like, I know.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think I felt that with some of them last night. Like, I think that Hannah knew that that wasn't her strongest performance.
Yeah.
I'm so sad.
I think that even Anthony, when Blake was like, you sounded nervous, I could see it in his face. He's like, I know. Like, shoot. You know? Because, like, even when he was here, he was like, I get nervous and I'm, like, still figuring out how to work through that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're self-aware. These kids are, and adults are very, like, trained at this point where they know. Were there any other standouts from last night or tonight that we missed? I feel like we kind of covered them all.
Yeah, we pretty much got everyone.
Yeah, we pretty much got everyone. Nice. I mean, Chris Weaver sang California Soul. He has a great stage presence. But
he went home. Yeah.
That upset me now that we're on that.
He has a great stage presence, but unfortunately didn't make it. I this is the time of the competition where, I mean, it's getting stiff. Like, Ezra going home, him going home. I was
you know what
about
it was?
A few of those.
Yeah, Chris, it was the song selection.
You think?
Yeah, I think it was. Because he sang California such a powerful song And it's like, I've already seen that from you. Like, yeah. Give me something different.
Yeah.
So it was very repetitive to me.
I think next for all these artists, I believe, is the live shows. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be really interesting to see who America will actually vote for. Because up till this point, it's been all coach's choice. And, you know, the coach gets to choose or steal and this and that. So I think it'll be interesting to see what America wants and like what people actually show up and vote for. Because it always surprises me. Every year I'm like, oh, you know, John is gonna win, and then like randomly won't get votes, and I'm like freaking out over here. Like last year, Hunter, I like needed Hunter to win, and I like was gonna stop. There was a point, and then two seasons ago when Darby Ann Walker got out, I was like, well, I'm not watching anymore then, because like,
well, you get so upset.
You get so attached to these artists, especially by the time the live shows come along. Like, I feel pretty attached to John right now, and if you guys are watching and don't vote for him next week, I'm gonna freak out. But like,
no, they will.
You might get eliminated because these people, that we're in their hands too.
Yeah. I'm going to get eliminated for saying that. But no, yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see who people vote for, you know, who appeals to that broad audience and who's going to sell the iTunes.
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Because it really does come down to selling records.
It does. Because we've talked about it in the past, but like those make your votes go 10 times. That's what it comes down to. If you are in the top 10 on iTunes, your votes get 10 times. Like, times by 10. So if you got 10 votes and you're in the top 10, you get 100. It's like, in case anyone didn't know how to do math, I'm not very good at math. yeah, it's crazy. Like, that is huge. And I remember Jordan Smith, when he won, was like number one on the charts week after week after week. You see his name up there with like Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and I'm like, whoa. So it's crazy to see.
What an honor, right?
Yeah.
To just knock everybody out of the park, like,
I'd just be screenshotting myself, being like, look at me, I'm up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's very cool.
I wouldn't sleep.
Beyonce, you're number two today.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
And Taylor, you lost again.
Yeah.
Taylor. Anyway.
Her reputation, though.
Yeah. Ooh. Anyway, if anyone wants to continue the conversation with you guys about tonight's episode, last week's episode, anything The Voice related, where can they follow you on social media?
Hey, guys. My name is Mike the Creo. You can find me everywhere at Mike the Creo _.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Russell Ray Silva. Get at me. Let me know your thoughts, and I will get back to you.
Yeah, get at him. And my name is Dani Golub. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere at Dani Golub. It has been so fun chatting with y'all again this week. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.